Good morning. For KCLU News, I'm Jim Rondeau. A local man is spearheading a worldwide effort to create the world's largest chess computer and to advance computer technology at the same time. KCLU's Lance Orozco reports the Newberry Park man's grassroots effort is attempting to create a super brain by linking computers around the world.
A Ventura County man is spearheading efforts to create the world's largest chess computer. Unlike IBM's famed Deep Blue project, the nonprofit Chess Brain Project is trying to use the magic of the Internet to link computers around the world to create one giant chess computer.
The reasoning behind that comes from the fact that our own brains are clusters of neurons. On the parallel is that if every single neuron were a computer and you look at the Internet or the world full of computers as one giant brain, then if all of these neurons were connected together, sending messages to each other, you could in essence do something that spans the globe and models to some extent, to a basic extent, brain activity.
Carlos Justiniano of Newberry Park created the Chess Brain Project. Justiniano was a software designer for American MSI Corporation of Moorpark, but the project has become his hobby and his passion.
The concept is borrowed, just the same way that a lot of science is done. I mean, it's built on prior successes, and one of the things that I got involved with 3 years ago was the City at Home project out of Berkeley. With that project, people downloaded a small screensaver that would allow the machine running the program to actually contribute to the project by, analyzing the radio signals and returning results. So everyone who runs a screensaver is in essence contributing to the program.
The project's first critical stage is complete. Software had to be created to give the hundreds of computers involved in the effort the ability to be linked to a master unit. More than 300 computers have successfully been tied together via the Internet and test runs. Stage 2, developing the system's chess-playing activities, is next.
Giving this network, which already exists and is tested, and sustaining over a million hits, on a daily basis, giving it the actual ability to play chess.
In the next few months, the intent is to have the system up and fully running to take on human or other computer chess players.
Chess programs today for personal computers are not designed for something like this. So stage 2 is designed to prove out the fact that a single machine which communicates with a worldwide cluster of machines can in fact play chess. It can play chess well, but not necessarily great. In stages 3 and 4, the thinking behind how to support this new form of computing and how to apply that to machine learning and computer chess initially. And that's really where the work begins.
Justiniano says the system is already online to a limited extent.
There's a piece to the server, to the primary server, called a bot. It's a piece of software that's part of the server who has the responsibility of, when a server starts, has the responsibility of connecting to an online service and logging in, username and password, as an automated user. So it logs in and it's able to understand queries that other people may make to it. Right now it's actually very limited, but because it's already online, it's already observing games that are being played. It is a member of an online gaming community right now on a chess service called freechess.org.
Volunteers involved with the project say it's fascinating.
So we're taking this to the leading edge technology and we're going at it. It is definitely interesting.
Carlos Loria is a web designer who's a volunteer for the Chess Brain Project.
My part of it was the web development, just creating the whole website and a little bit of basically testing some of the stuff that Carlos created. It's great. I mean, it was really interesting. Just the whole idea, the whole concept behind it is amazing. We've received many kudos, and we can see where we can take this.
While the goal is to develop a system which can play an unbeatable chess match, the technology potentially has much loftier uses.
IBM is already using the work they did on Deep Blue. They're already using this for research in many different areas. I mean, their work has already become part of their products, part of the product developments and services and things they offer. A company called United Devices, already has a business plan based on providing services based on this sort of approach.
Project creator Carlos Justiniano says he feels like he's just contributing a piece to the continued evolution of computers and the Internet. He says something he read inspired him to pursue the super brain concept.
It's called the mastermind principle, which is how great men in history have been able to achieve incredible things simply by aligning themselves with others who could support and extend the ability to create great things. I recognize that my contribution is doing the work that I'm doing right now. and by creating an opportunity for others to take this further, you know, I would be making my contribution. It's just a small piece of a much larger puzzle, but it enables other great things to happen.
Justin Yano says it's overwhelming. He spends mornings, evenings, and weekends working on the project.
So obsessed is not a bad word. From my perspective, you know, I recognize that it's an incredible challenge. And I also recognize that, you know, very little of value is accomplished without significant commitment.
Participants in the experiment call peer node operators have already signed on from countries like Germany and France, as well as from all over the U.S. The project is trying to recruit more volunteers, both experienced programmers and computer novices who want to share their ideas and home systems with the project. If all goes well, the project's volunteers hope to be able to say, move over, IBM's Deep Blue. A network conceived right here in the Conejo Valley might be able to take on the best computer and human chess players in the world and help advance computer technology at the same time. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.